Willkommen bei Wege ins Ausland, dem Podcast des Internationalen Büros der Friedrich-Schiller-Universität Jena. Dieses Mal wieder im Rahmen unserer Easy-to-You-Staffel. Ganz kurz noch zu mir. Ich bin Kerstin Zippel. Ich bin am Internationalen Büro zuständig für die Werbung für die internationalen Mobilitätsprogramme unserer Universität. Und da Easy2U, also unsere Universitätsallianz, ganz viel Studierenden- und Personalmobilität beinhaltet und auch sonstigen Austausch mit den Partneruniversitäten der Allianz, haben wir euch in diesem Podcast über die letzten Semester natürlich auch diese Partnerunis vorgestellt und euch damit einen Einblick in die verschiedenen Mobilitätsmöglichkeiten gegeben. Also vom klassischen Erasmus-Auslandsaufenthalt von 1 bis 2 Semestern bis hin zu Kurzzeitmobilitäten wie Summer- und Winter Schools oder der Teilnahme an den Foren oder den Student Weeks der Allianz. Und heute stelle ich euch die letzte Partneruniversität vor. Und das ist die Universität Coimbra in Portugal. Hierzu spreche ich jetzt online mit Silvia Silva Dias, der Direktorin des Bereiches für internationale Beziehungen. Hello, Silvia. Nice to have you here in our today's podcast session.
Good morning. Thank you. I thank you for being here.
Yeah, let's start with the first question. Actually, how many international students come to study at the University of Coimbra every year?
So if we speak about mobility students, this academic year we will have more or less around 2,000. So in the first semester, second semester, and the whole academic year, from more than 100 nationalities. As a foreigner student enrolled in UC, or say joining the mobility and the regular students, well, we have approximately 6,400 students. They are from lots of foreign nationalities, but the main ones are from Brazil, Italy, Spain, and Mozambique.
Okay, so seems like it's a very international campus. So what do you think makes the University of Coimbra attractive to international students?
Well, studying and living in Coimbra is an exciting and enriching experience. Since the city and the university grew along together and created a unique environment for student life over these past centuries. So besides the fact that the University of Coimbra is in the top 500 universities in one of the rankings, the Times Higher Education World University Rankings, it is also a World Heritage University since 2013, and it's an heritage university looking into the future. So you may find 3 campuses with exceptional conditions and supporting services within the ideal university city. Always safe and welcoming, peaceful when you need to study, and quite cheerful and vibrant in your free time.
Okay, nice. Sounds really very attractive.
Yes.
And is there any fun fact or something unique about the University of Coimbra itself you would like to share with us?
Well, I think one of the greatest things that we have in the university is our Baroque library. And if we see or think about the Baroque libraries in the world, we have Biblioteca Joanina Library of the University of Coimbra. The place was the most direct and recognizable inspiration for the set designed in the Disney film The Beauty and the Beast.
It's interesting.
Inside the library, we also have a family of bats that are responsible for eating the book bugs. And so somehow they preserve all the books. We have quite ancient books, and with those bats, we preserve them nicely.
Okay. And maybe you can tell us a bit more about the university. For example, what are the most, let's say, 3 to 5 popular degree programs among international students?
Sure. The university for itself has 8 faculties. We have the Faculty of Arts and Humanities, Law, Medicine, Sciences and Technology, Pharmacy, Economics, Psychology and Educational Sciences, and Sports Sciences and Physical Education. Among all of the faculties, I can say that the most popular courses or degrees are the ones in law, economics, engineering, medicine, and the study of language, in this case, the Portuguese. We have lots of students coming just to study the Portuguese.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And is there anything else more in detail you would like to share about the programs or courses you offer?
So most of our first cycle courses are lectured in Portuguese, although there is a number of courses units offered in English. Also, mobility students can make arrangements directly with the lecturers, with the Erasmus coordinators, in order to be allowed to do the examinations or submit some kind of assignments in English or in any other language, if both parts, student and professor, know it. So it's quite easy. In modern languages studies, they are usually half taught in Portuguese and or English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish or Italian. So it depends in which course the student choose. Usually in master's and PhD degrees, they are all taught in English. And so professors are also prepared. Well, imagine that you have a classroom only with Portuguese students. The teacher will give the lecture in Portuguese, but they are all prepared. If they have a non-speaking student in the class, they are prepared to switch into English to do the class, to perform the class.
Okay, wonderful. Well, we will talk about the language a little bit later, but when does the semester start generally? I suppose it's when we think about going abroad, it's often a little bit earlier than in Germany. We start in October, for example, for winter semester.
In our case, it's a little bit earlier. This academic year, 2023-24, we have started in September 11th. So it's always around in this week, from 11 till 16 or 17 of September, we start academic year.
Okay, so it's 1 month earlier.
Yeah.
And when is it for summer semester usually? When do you start that?
The first semester is from September until January, more or less. Mm-hmm. And then we have more or less a week in between. And then in the end of January, in this academic year, we'll start on the 6th of February. Okay. So from 6th of February until the end of May. Mm-hmm. And then in June, in the first 2 weeks, we will have the exams, the examination. Well, in the last week of May, from the 24th onwards, we'll have Queima das Fitas, which is a student festivity for all the students. In this particular case, is more meaningful for the students that are ending up their studies. Somehow is a farewell party, but it takes for 1 week. So it has the duration of 1 week, and they have lots of party. We have bands in the open space. So it's very, very, we have a car, I don't know how to say that, somehow car festivity. So they all will be walking all down the streets and the roads, and the cars have their, I'm missing the word, I'm very sorry. They have flowers, paper flowers. So it's not a regular car. Okay. They imbue the cars, and they have a car festival in the street. It's okay. Very, very nice. So that will be the last week without classes. So the students, for the students to be allowed, if they want to go to the parties and to go to the concerts. And afterwards, they begin studying for the exams. And then they will have the exams in June.
Okay.
In the first 2 weeks.
Nice way to end the semester or the academic year. Okay, you already said that most bachelor's programs are taught in Portuguese, and also many master programs are taught in English. And in what study fields actually?
The study in English?
Usually
the science and technologies.
Okay.
I think they are almost all prepared to be taught in English. We also have the Faculty of Economics. So I think it's both faculties, Faculty of Economics and the Faculty of Science and Technology. In other way around, if the students don't know exactly the Portuguese, they may also go to the Faculty of Arts and Humanities. and they can study Portuguese. Well, we offer Portuguese language courses for all the mobility incoming students, or they can either do the intensive course before the classes begin, for example. If not, they can add the Portuguese learning to their study plans, and they can do it and study it along the semester, for example. Okay. Or
But what level should they have minimum when they come to Portugal?
B2.
B2. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, how would the semester or the start of the semester look like at the University of Coimbra, especially for international students? Do you have any welcoming week, buddy program or something like that?
No, international relations units. We organize each semester, first and second, a welcome session for the incoming students, where we explain everything in detail, the administrative part. So what the students need to do, where they need to go to. Well, and if they have any kind of questions, they may ask them. Well, it's in an auditorium, so most of these students don't like to ask it right away, but they get comfortable and get to knowing all the colleagues that will be with them during that semester in mobility. And then we have also some activities with our incoming students, such as cultural performances, paddy papers, and, for example, I don't know, guided visits to our main campus. It's something that we usually do.
Okay, very good. And how do you get a buddy? Do you need to apply for a program in advance, or how does this work?
In the University of Coimbra, we do have a buddy program, and after the student is accepted, he or she will be automatically qualified to get a UC buddy. But this will depend on the number of volunteer students signing up to be a buddy on that academic year. But usually we don't have any kind of problem, because we usually have as many students as we need to have the buddies. So each student should contact the International Relations Office of their faculty, because I'm from the International Relations Unit, the main office in the university, in the administrative part, and then 5 out of 8 faculties have their specific International Relations Office, and so the student needs to go there. Or if they belong to a faculty that don't have an IRO, they need to search for Erasmus Student Network of Coimbra. It's quite easy to find them. They are quite near from us. So they can either go to the faculty, to International's office in the faculty, or to Erasmus Student Network to get the buddy.
Okay. So, okay, as you were just saying, you also have ESN or ESN, the Erasmus Student Network. So they here in Germany, they have plenty of activities, I guess, in Coimbra as well.
Ours too.
Yeah.
Our ESN is quite active and very, very close to the students' community, as they organize plenty of activities to promote a better experience to the students and to get them know to each other. So they help incoming exchange students, for example, to obtain any kind of information about student life in Coimbra. They help them find a suitable accommodation. Usually they have a list from the previous Erasmus students, the former Erasmus, where they have lived, and they get all the information together and give them to the new Erasmus students. So they do activities to help them to know about Coimbra from their cultural tour. They do have cultural tours, events. They have weekly parties, thematic parties. For example, this last weekend, they have organized in Coimbra the Erasmus National Games. So the competition, the part of the Faculty of Sports. It's a way that all the students that are in Coimbra, they will know Coimbra for sure with the help of the ESN, but also they will get to know Portugal, because they also organize trips to some parts of the country. So they are also very, very active.
Nice.
They are also with us in the welcome session. So it's a way for the students to know them already, who or where they should go to if they want to find them or to speak with them, for example.
Okay. Yeah, talking about traveling or visiting other parts of the region, what is Coimbra or its region famous for, and what would be attractive to students to visit?
So Coimbra and its surrounding region are renowned and known for their historical, cultural, and educational significance. So Coimbra is distinguished for hosting one of the oldest universities in Europe. As I have said, the University of Coimbra is a UNESCO World Heritage Site and the center of academic excellence. So it's from since 2013, and we are an UNESCO World Heritage University, not only for the buildings, but also the material part, but also for the immaterial part, for the language. That's why we still have lots of first cycle degrees taught only in Portuguese. Okay, so it's because of that part. And also the city is characterized by its well-preserved medieval architecture, including the University Royal Palace and Juanina Library. So the region is also notable for its archaeological heritage, particularly the Roman ruins in Coimbra, showcasing a significant historical footprint. Well, additionally, Coimbra is associated with a distinct style of music, fado, which is a traditional Portuguese music genre that has made contributions to the country's cultural identity through its preservation of traditional arts and music. In the University of Coimbra, we do also have a botanical garden established in the 18th century that further enhances the area and its academic and scientific reputation. Moreover, in Coimbra, we find some other various historical monuments. Well, Coimbra, it's a quite monumental city, so to say. And so Coimbra is also a region that is recognized for the synthesis of academic, cultural, and historical elements, making them a significant destination for scholars, tourists, and enthusiasts of cultural heritage. I may also add that Coimbra is very well located. So in 2 hours, we can reach Lisbon Airport to Coimbra, or in more or less 1 hour and a half, we can reach the airport in Porto. So we are in the center of the country. We have very good roads, very rail transport. So it's quite easy to reach Coimbra, and from Coimbra to travel along and to reach all the cities in the country, and also to go abroad, for example, to Spain. We have direct connections through rail transport to Madrid and to Salamanca. Mm-hmm. So it's a very multi-diverse city and university, and it's quite central.
Okay. Very good. So talking maybe about the Easy to You Alliance, the alliance in which we are both in, and the first phase now coming to an end, but the new phase is about to start now. So are there any student activities planned already for next year, 2024? So students from the University of Jena could come for a short-term stay for a couple of days to Coimbra, for example?
Well, for the next academic year, we don't have yet a planned activity. Mm-hmm. But Coimbra will host the first student representatives meeting from all alliances next month in the early December. So I don't know if the students are already selected or not, but maybe the students from Jena may try to apply to this students meeting. So it will be only among students, and they will get together all the students from all alliances, well, at least ones that want to join us.
Yeah. Okay, well, even though it's a bit too late maybe to apply for the student event. I guess there will be others coming up.
Yes, we had a student week in Coimbra in May.
Yeah.
So probably we'll get another students week next year.
Yeah, exactly.
Years after, yes.
Yeah.
We will have for sure, yes.
Okay. Well, I think these were all questions I wanted to ask you. So thank you very much for the interview.
Thank you.
So, an euch, die ihr jetzt diesen Podcast gehört habt und Interesse an einem Auslandssemester in Coimbra bekommen habt, besucht gern die Website des Internationalen Büros der Uni Jena. Dort findet ihr schon alle Informationen zum Erasmus Plus Programm. Es gibt zudem jedes Semester Informationsveranstaltungen zum Auslandsaufenthalt. An jedem Fachbereich gibt es einen Erasmus Fachkoordinierenden, einen Ansprechpartner aus eurem Fachbereich, der euch gern zum Thema Auslandsaufenthalte berät. Und ihr könnt natürlich auch direkt mit uns vom Internationalen Büro Kontakt aufnehmen. Ruft uns an, schreibt uns eine E-Mail oder kommt zu den Sprechzeiten ins Outgoing-Büro im Universitätshauptgebäude für eine persönliche Beratung vorbei. Wir freuen uns auf euch. Bis dahin, tschüss!